Hey, Light Audio Recordists, how's it going? Are you well? Because you're looking well. I'm Ronan Fitzgerald from lightaudiorecording.com, and today is Thursday, July 25th, 2019. This is episode 10 of the Light Audio Recording Podcast. How are ya? This month, we're not finished discussing Gibson's legal shenanigans that we talked about last month. We'll mention Summer Nam and a few other bits and pieces that help with compact and affordable recording. Hopefully, all of this will inspire you to plug in and make some music this weekend. So, last month we kicked off the podcast talking about Gibson, from their stroppy video to their legal action against Dean to the rat form on their website. Well, in that time, there's been even more stuff going on. Firstly, in a story that first appeared on guitar.com on June 28th, the European Union General Court told Gibson that their Flying V guitar shape wasn't distinct enough to merit protection from other similarly shaped guitars. It's a bad start for a company screaming about how much they're lawyering up. A few days later, on July 1st, Gibson released a statement. It was an odd statement. They acknowledged that they weren't doing so hot, but also essentially denied liability by saying all the legal stuff was started by the previous leadership. They bragged about how many counterfeit operations they had shut down and announced that they would be launching a licensing program to work with guitar builders instead of waving lawsuits around. Then, on July 18th, at Summer Nam, Gibson announced their collaborative agreements with Jimmy Wallace Guitars, Banker Custom Guitars, and Echo Park Guitars, where those makers can use some of Gibson's most popular designs, including the Les Paul and the Flying V. Those are all incredibly expensive boutique builders, and we have no idea if the program will extend to builders more friendly to a Light Audio Recording budget. Here at Light Audio Recording, we mostly associate the Cort brand with their gloriously ridiculous Gene Simmons Axe bass. The company does actually make normal guitars too, though. Just ahead of Summer Nam, Cort announced and revealed online a little guitar called the Little CJ. It's a three-quarter size guitar. The body shape looks like a jumbo, but obviously it's smaller. The most notable feature is an arched back, which they say will provide a fuller, richer sound. It's coming out just in time for summer, and the road trips and beach days that go with it. So perfect if you want to take your Light Audio Recording on the road. No word on pricing yet, but with Cort, it's unlikely to break the bank. Moving away from Summer Nam, I came across a Chrome extension that I felt was worth talking about. The extension in question is called Reaper, which, given we talk about recording music, should not be confused with the DAW of the same name. According to theregister.co.uk, Chrome has a reputation for hogging RAM and CPU. Reaper kills Chrome's excessive browser processes, supposedly to give you a quicker, smoother Chrome experience. So, why does this matter in Light Audio Recording? Well, if you remember our review of BandLab, you'll remember it starts to lag when tracks and effects start adding up. It's a compromise with a browser-based DAW. Hopefully, Reaper will ease that. I'll try, and I'll let you know. And finally, a piece of news that surprised seemingly everyone with an interest in music gear. On Monday, July 22nd, Reverb.com announced that they had been acquired by Etsy. Etsy started in 2005 and is an online marketplace for creatives, like artists and jewelers and the like. Based on comments online across various outlets, the news had mixed reception from Reverb fans. Some worry that Etsy's questionable interface and higher seller fees will make its way to Reverb. Others are more positive, feeling Etsy made the acquisition so they can use Reverb's slick interface to get their own site in order. However, right now, all we can do is wait and see what, if any, changes will affect us. And that's all for this month. You'll hear from me again on Thursday, August 29th. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Light Audio Recording blog at lightaudiorecording.com, where you can follow the exploration of recording music in an affordable and compact way. You can also find Light Audio Recording on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. I'm Ronan Fitzgerald. This was episode 10. Have a great weekend recording your music, and I'll catch you next time.